Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages that we receive for today. And since I'm still waiting for my computer to respond, I will go ahead and introduce myself first. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. And what my life is about is it's about understanding who I am and why I'm here and what the real meaning of my life is. And so as a result of me searching for those answers for myself, I was guided to help other people who are searching for those answers as well. And so I was gifted with a method of allowing myself and others to go very deep when it comes to releasing beliefs. And this method allows you to release beliefs from this lifetime and every other lifetime that you've ever had. So it's not just skimming over the surface. You know, people compare us to like onions and having all of these layers. And this method goes and it goes through all of those layers so that you are truly letting go. And so when you let go, it is gone. And you no longer have that issue in your life anymore. So to say I love this method would be a vast understatement because it's made a huge, huge difference in my life. And it's making huge difference in the lives of the people that I work with as well. So if you're looking for a way to really go deep in releasing your issues, then I encourage you to check out my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and just go through all of the tabs there. There's one called Energy Upcycling, which is the method, but there's lots of information there, and there's some work that you can actually do on yourself and start letting go of beliefs that you might be ready to let go of. And now here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about herself.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love, but at times I'm just called DC Love or even the real DC Love. It's all me. I have had a crazy journey. I resonate with crazy, I guess. And the journey I find myself on today, it started with cookies flying off of my kitchen countertop, sugar cookies with delicious sprinkles, 2 pounds of them to be exact. They flew onto my kitchen floor. What a mess. And then, if that wasn't enough, I also had my cell phone texting me. I looked at my cell phone, and I'm seeing a text coming in, and it's from me. And it was my cousin's friend from the other side. At that point, I wasn't really open to that kind of stuff, so I was erasing as fast as the message was coming in. And you'd think that would be enough, but it wasn't. It really wasn't. I had spirits sitting on me to get my attention. I couldn't breathe. I was screaming, "Get off me. I can't breathe." So all of this really got my attention. You know, I couldn't do anything but listen, and it brought me to where I am today on this amazing path. And I just love the path that I'm on. Everything was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And I discovered, wow, I really do have a strong connection with the spirit world. Since then, I've never looked back. I did have a background in law enforcement, but I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, my beautiful in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget, I do have a not-so-divine guide, believe it or not, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma, And I was walking past the TV, and the announcer was, you know, giving updates about her condition, that she was still, of course, in a coma. And then I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I'm looking, I'm like, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody else." So probably about 5 hours went by, and she threatened me. I'm not going to say what she said on Morning with Jesus, but the strange thing, we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that, you know, the connection I have with her is truly divine, and it took me quite a while as well to add her to my list of guides. She kept insisting. So I finally did, but I'm so glad I did, because she is truly divine in her own way, of course, and she's left the door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. So my chance encounter with Joan has given me access to the most fascinating, as well as a wide variety of divine source, and it really gives me the ability, you know, to relate and to work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey has been anything but normal, but I really feel that, like, normal is overrated anyway. So, and now I'm just so blessed because I've taken my abilities to live radio, and I can connect with an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. But if you want the cliff notes, I'm here to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is Magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And now it is time for us to hear some divine messages. So what do you have for us?
Oh, my goodness. Divine messages. Well, the first thing that I was guided is to read this cute little prayer. It's small but sweet. And it's entitled Being Thankful. And it was written by Lisa Kay. Being thankful is a tricky thing, but you have much to have gratitude for. Within the realm of this or that, your life has brought you many good things. You just need to take a moment to realize how much you have. With your gratitude, you will generate an aura of positive energy that will surround you with a magnetic attraction to all that you desire. When this happens, we can easily bring you all the people, the places, and things that you need to manifest what you want. So what do you think about that little prayer, Barbara?
That's wonderful.
I just, you know, it's so funny because, you know, you're thinking about things, and I was actually thinking, you know, I have a lot of cousins, believe it or not, that I don't connect with. We don't stay in touch. Isn't that a shame?
That is.
You know, family's family, but some of them I think are a little afraid of what we do. Could you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
They just won't. They think that I'm, like, watching them 24/7. I know everything they're doing, and I'm like, I have my own life. I don't care. It would be like a doctor. You know, your doctor's not calling you and saying, "Hey, you have a call. You better schedule an appointment." It's like, I don't watch you, and I really don't care. You know, like, if you want my help, just ask. I'm there for you. So while I was thinking about family, you know, and thinking, gosh, it's such a shame, especially you think about them around the holidays more so, I think, than other times. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
So here I was invited. I got an invitation, like, last night to get a reading. I'm like, wow, I never get an invitation to have a reading. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be there. But the thing was, it was kind of late. It was like 9 o'clock at night. I think it was 9 o'clock. And, or it could have been 8 even. I think it was 9, though. And here I had Jackson all day. We took him to Red Robin because the Robin comes the first Wednesday of every month. So Jackson got to hang out with Red Robin. And then when we got home, he went sleigh riding. So here it is. I think it was like 10 after 8, and I just started, I zonked off. I fell asleep. And then all of a sudden I heard a gentle voice saying, "DC, DC, wake up." And I'm like, "Huh?" And it's time for the show. And I was like, I don't know who that was, but okay, I'm going to call in. Well, crazy as it seems, I connected with another woman that I believe is my cousin. And the both of us had, like, sort of like a similar issue that, you know, we wanted a little clarity on. So I thought it was kind of crazy and kind of cool. So So finding someone, you know, that has your kind of crazy is sort of amazing. So then this morning I heard, a wise girl knows her limits, but a smart girl knows that she has none. So what do you think that was from, Barbara?
Joan.
You know what? It wasn't Joan. It was Marilyn Monroe.
Oh. Okay.
And I channeled Marilyn, gosh, when I first started to channel, she was one of the first. And she had a message at that time, and she wanted me to share it. Hi, everyone. This is Marilyn. It's so nice to join you today. I'd like to start off by saying I'm good, but I'm no angel. Love is rare. Life is strange, and people change. Please start to live before you get too old. And remember, fear is stupid, and so are regrets. If you fail at something, don't give up. Keep going and always believe in yourself. My life, it was like a roller coaster ride. It had its ups, it had its downs. Make sure to have balance in every part of your life. Success without someone to share it with, it's basically meaningless. And don't ever wish to be someone else. You'll never get to know the wonderful person that you truly are. Keep smiling, because life is such a beautiful thing, and there is, of course, so much to smile about. And you never know what can happen. Smile through the tears. People will respect you because you survived the hardest of times. And as far as rules go, if I had observed all of the rules, I never would have gotten anywhere. Remember, well-behaved women seldom make history. I'm going to repeat that one. Well-behaved women seldom make history. I never really considered myself a star. If I was a star, the people that surrounded me, they, of course, were stars. And we are all stars, and we all deserve to twinkle. And please don't pass up any opportunities that come your way. And if things don't always go the way you planned, it's because sometimes things have to fall apart so better things can fall together. But on a happier note, give a girl the right shoes and she can conquer the world. Imperfection is beauty, madness is genius, and it's better to be absolutely ridiculous than absolutely boring. Life is meant to be lived. Choose to be different. Choose to stand out. You will have lived your life without regrets. And she just wanted to thank us for having this beautiful show, Barbara. She's saying she really loves listening to Morning with Jesus. She's saying it's a great way to start the day. And I agree with her. I feel it's a great way to start the day as well. So Marilyn, you know, asked me if I had any, you know, anything that I would like to, you know, talk about. And I said, Marilyn, you know what? I get a lot of questions in regard to love. You know, like, is he or she my soulmate? I mean, we get these all the questions all the time. You know that, Barbara. Do you see me meeting that person that's going to make me feel that happily ever after ending? Is this the real deal? Well, I call upon the angels, and I bring in angelic guidance as well as offering clarity and understanding to a relationship. But we are all reminded, everyone, love starts with you. You have to love yourself first. I look at the angels, and I feel like they're my trusted friends, and they will always give me the best advice. They cover everything that relates to love, and sometimes healing the past is needed before you can really go forward and have the love that you're really looking for in this lifetime. And the angels, they're always there. They're always happy to help us with every aspect of our life in regard to love. And sometimes their advice may seem like it's not even related to what you're wanting or thinking about. And you're thinking, wow, how can this really be related to love? So then the angels, they prompt me to ask the person, well, what brings you joy? And, of course, you've got to always affirm that you are loved and you are lovable. You have to go into the bathroom in the morning when you first get up, look at that beautiful face staring at you and say, I love you. I love you, and really mean it. And then you could begin to visualize that perfect partner. But it's a must that you love and take care of yourself first. Anything that makes your heart sing, of course, you know, that fills you with joy and passion, is going to guide you in a positive direction to find that romance that you're looking for. And we can't forget that finances, you know, money issues can affect a person's life as well. Money and love have been connected throughout the ages. And when I, you know, when I see money and love, I see Christmas lights, sets of lights that are all tangled up. And the angels come in and they unravel those lights so the romantic aspect of your life can really be fully enjoyed. And then sometimes the angels remind us that we have to have balance in our lives. And, of course, all work and no play, that's not the way to go. And they remind us to get in touch with all the facets of love. And that includes playfulness and laughter. And they want us to enjoy every moment of our life and be an inspiration to the person that we do connect with romantically. And the angels, maybe at times, you know, when we bring forth their message, they do sound like Dear Abby. But for those of you who don't know who she is, I may be dating myself a little bit, Barbara, but Dear Abby was the name of an advice column founded under the name Abigail Van Buren. I used to read that when I was younger. And the angels always remind us how important it is to have, you know, those heart-to-heart conversations and be open and be honest and really discuss what we are feeling. Because when we hold in our emotions, our true feelings, you know, they're just like pushed down, they're hidden. And this can really like mask, you know, the feelings of love. At times, the angels even suggest that we find, you know, a professional to help us resolve those issues. And this is one of the venues that you can get that help. We're here for you. And it's fast, it's easy. You know, you do have a couple laughs, it's fun. Oftentimes when a person has been hurt, though, from a past relationship, believe it or not, they have a tendency to protect their heart. And they put like a shield around it. And to me, when the angels show that to me, it looks like a glass encasement. And this won't allow the love to come in that you're looking for. And the angels, they can help us to open our heart, to be open to receiving the highest energy of all, which is love. And they ask us intuitively to trust what we are feeling. They can bring in that perfect romantic partner if we just listen and follow their guidance. People sometimes, they don't realize that their love life can be influenced by so many different factors. And one of them, believe it or not, is religious factors. The beliefs that you, you know, have from the family that you, you know, grew up with. And, of course, your spiritual path. These two factors are important when thinking about love. And if a person is really spiritual and in a relationship with a partner who does not have those spiritual beliefs, they may not have, you know, a truly fulfilling relationship. It could be good, but maybe it's not, you know, as good as it can be. So the angels ask, you know, that we decide what we will and we won't accept from a relationship. So in other words, if you had a bad relationship, what caused it to, you know, what caused it to go bad and, you know, why are you not in that relationship? Remember those factors. And as well, they want to remind us, you know, how affirmations, prayers, and visualizations can really help influence our relationships as well. And if a person is stressed, of course it's going to flow over onto a relationship. And we're not, when we're not coming from a place of love, there's only one other place you can come from, of course, and that would be fear. And fear, what does fear do? It attracts more stress. And it can be seen physically and interfere with, you know, every aspect of our lives. So when this happens, the angels often remind us to stop, smell the roses, and enjoy the simple pleasures of life. So, Barbara, those are a couple things that Marilyn, you know, wanted me to talk about in regard to love. And she's asking everyone, you know, call into Morning with Jesus. It is so enlightening, and it'll change your life. And, of course, when Morning with Jesus is not on, invite the angels in, and you're going to receive guidance that you're looking for as well. And you're going to be on your way to having the relationship that you truly desire. So those are my messages.
Well, wonderful. They're great messages. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now here is what Jesus wants to say to us all right now. Good morning, my beloved. This really is your time. Your time to choose who you are being and what you are creating in your own world, in your own life. It is time for you to step out of the old beliefs and the old ways of being, because those don't serve you anymore. It's time for you to really look at what's important to you and to recognize that you matter. You matter. You matter. You are the most important person in your life. You matter. And so it is time for you to start creating what is best for you. And by doing this, you are opening yourself up to creating what is best for everyone else as well. But you are recognizing that you are important. You make a difference. You are not some insignificant little lump of clay that has been molded into a person and has no purpose in the world. You have a purpose. You matter. You are loved. Don't ever forget that. You are loved. You are always loved. Even when you are at your absolute worst, you are loved. Even if you are totally misbehaving, you are loved. Even if you are committing some atrocious crime, you are loved. The love never ends. And it never will. You are always loved. So why not open up to loving yourself? It's time. It truly is time. All is well.
Okay, that's what he wanted to say. Short
and sweet. Wow, that was awesome. Thank you. That was really, really cool.
Okay, so we will now go to our callers. The first caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Yep. Hey, sorry about that. It's Tim from New York. How's it going today, guys?
New York, we have a
hi, Tim.
How's it going?
How's it going with you?
Guys. I can't complain. I can't complain.
Awesome.
I'm stressing less, trying to meditate consistently, come with a routine, and be open for what's for me for this New Year's about to start.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is awesome. Okay. The only thing I want to ask you, when you were saying, you know, like how all is well and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, like, are you eating, like, hidden sugars, Tim? Stuff that's in, like, that you think you're eating well and there might be some sugars in it? Because I'm just getting, like, there's some kind of hidden sugar maybe or something.
I don't know if it's hidden. It's the time of year where people drop gift baskets in the office, and I've been eating cookies like it's going out of style. So I'm
Hey, well, you know what? Well, you ate them, and they're missing. They're in your stomach. They're hidden. Marilyn's saying, don't get too technical. But she just, you know what I'm getting? You've got to watch, because I'm getting that you're starting to develop an insensitivity to sugar. Like, you're not tolerating it, right? So be careful with it.
Okay.
Okay? I'm just getting, like, watch the sugar. I thought that was really funny. Okay. The other thing that I'm getting, what are they showing me? Okay, I'm getting that you've got to follow your soul's path fearlessly. And when I say that, I see Joan Rivers and Ginger pushing you a little forward there, Tim. Okay, you're doing a great job, but I feel like you're here to do so much more. Does that make any sense to you?
Yep, makes sense.
Okay, because they're just like pushing you forward there. Okay, and Ginger's saying, Tim, you know that fear comes from the root chakra, okay? And that means you have some safety and insecurity issues, okay? So she's saying, but, you know, don't worry about that because Barbara's here. You know what she does with those beautiful dear and eight statements. And she's saying, you know what, if you can't connect with, you know, morning with Jesus, she's saying, do you have any black tourmaline?
I had some. I have to get another one.
Okay, because she's saying black tourmaline, bring it, you know, stick it in your pocket as you're, you know, going throughout your day, and it will really help you to, you know, to help with that area as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me see what they're showing me here. She has me all over the place. Okay, Ginger. Okay. So the other thing, I'm trying to see what it is. Okay. Okay. She has me just in a different way. Okay. I'm getting, you know, that there may be some kind of surprises coming your way, that you are in like a different kind of cycle, like a renewed kind of cycle, Tim.
Okay.
And that has to do, I think, with like all the good stuff that you've been doing, of course, okay? Okay?
Sounds
but
great.
Again, Ginger saying he's doing good, but he's here to do so much better than he's doing. And you've got to really, you know, resonate with the real Tim, the one that has all that talent hidden inside. And she's saying, you know what, over the next coming, you know, maybe weeks, you're going to feel a lot more confident. There's going to be a lot more excitement coming for you, okay? But again, she's showing me there's some, like it's like old negative energy that you're holding on to within, Tim.
Gotcha.
There's something that you pushed down, like really, really, I'm saying, like really, really far down. Okay, that you're not letting surface for some reason. Okay, and I'm getting the word family. Is there something that you're holding on to in regard to family and you're just not willing to let it go yet? Because it's causing negativity, it's causing anxiety. And you've got to get rid of it because you're here to, you know, to be on your path and to do what you're supposed to do. And instead of worrying, praying is always the answer. So is there anything that you're realizing at the moment that you're holding on to part of family, Tim?
It could be a multitude of things. Not something that I realize at the moment, but I'm going to do some due diligence and try to figure this out.
Okay, and Barbara will, of course, come in. And you're really intuitive, Tim, so you've got to, like, kind of hold on to that intuitive side. And that's where I was getting, like, with the sugar and things, okay? You've got your health, because if you keep eating the sugar and different things, you're not going to feel as great as you can. Okay.
Okay.
But then again, in regard to health, I'm just seeing like the hands, and I see Archangel Raphael. So you, of course, know that you're a healer. Okay. And there's nothing to fear because I'm getting, you know, heaven is like watching over you. You have the most amazing divine team with you, and Ginger's saying, let go and let God relax, Tim. Let go of anything that's not, you know, filled with joy, that's not positive, and know that you are always protected, okay? And allow the angels to, you know, bring forth those messages. But I'm getting the word, okay? Again, there's not trusting, Tim. You're not having faith in this issue, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, so when you have, excuse me, the faith that you need to have, you're going to see doors open for you, the doors that you've been waiting for. Does that make sense to you? Tim, you have to be like a walking in faith a little bit more. And I'm getting, you don't realize how strong of a person that you are, Tim, okay? And don't, you know. Oh, did we lose Tim? My goodness, what happened,
yeah.
Tim? Are you calling us back? Ginger was on a roll here.
Well, he hasn't called back yet. I don't know if Blog Talk dropped.
You know, it's kind of energy, I think. Is he back?
No.
Okay. So what do we do now, Barbara?
Well, we can move on to our next caller, or if you want to finish whatever the rest of the messages that you have for Tim, then
you know what? We could maybe move on. That's okay. Because see, if he does call back and Ginger's saying she's gonna shoot him your way for some healing.
Okay. All right. Then our next caller is from area code 951. Let's see if this is our Nathaniel.
Hello. Hey. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
Good.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Well, you know what? I just feel that you've got to, you know, keep feeling, you know, just feeling good and just really get passionate about everything that interests you, okay? And
yeah.
I'm getting, you know, like really resonate with those beautiful dreams that you're having, Nathaniel, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and let yourself go forward on your path. And Nathaniel, you have this amazing energy. You're so strong, but you're so gentle at the same time. And you are sensitive. And, you know, that sensitivity is a beautiful, beautiful gift. So honor it, but as well, you know, you've got to have boundaries around people, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm getting, you know, you can be nice, Nathaniel, but you can be, you know, a little bit stronger and be a little bit more assertive as well. Okay, does that ring a bell there? Make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and just stay in the moment. Enjoy, you know, like enjoy every moment, especially now in this beautiful, beautiful season. People seem to be a lot more kind to other people, and, you know, there's like a lot of joy there. So try to be joyful in every moment, in every situation, and just, you know, like see the blessings you presently have, the opportunities. Okay, and just stay on that beautiful path of joy, Nathaniel. Okay, and I'm getting the word miracles around you. Miracles are coming. Your present situation, you know, you can resolve it with God's wisdom, of course. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, like miracles happen every day. Claim your miracles, okay? Allow your miracles to come to you, Nathaniel, okay? Just appreciate what you have right now. Be grateful. You know, when you get up in the morning, you could say three things that you're grateful for. I mean, I always, when I see that sun shining, wow, like, what a difference. I wake up and I'm just, like, so happy, you know? So whatever it is that you're, you know, that you could find to be grateful for, just name a couple things every day, and you're going to see that it's going to bring more good stuff your way, Nathaniel, okay? But I'm also getting, you've got to take a little bit, more time maybe just to sit and meditate, or just sit and close your eyes and breathe, okay? And when you do, you're going to connect with the divine. You're going to connect with Jesus, okay? And really appreciate, like I said, that beautiful person that you are, Nathaniel, and invite your angels into your home, okay? Allow them to fill you with their energy and their love. And I'm getting, again, like abundance. You know, abundance, I feel it's coming your way. Just be grateful and love yourself. Okay, feel good about the person that you are and all that you bring to the world. And you're going to see those beautiful doors begin to open, Nathaniel, okay?
And I believe it.
The angels are saying, honey, there's a blessing that's coming your way. It has your name on it. It's only for you, okay? And remember, I was getting miracle and a blessing as well, okay?
Okay.
The angels are just saying, I'm sort of seeing Ginger's coming in. She's showing me like more money, pennies from heaven, like a lot more, okay? And it could come in many different ways. It could, you know, it could be in so many different ways. She's just showing me all these pictures are flashing. So, but I'm getting happier days are coming, Nathaniel, okay?
I believe
so you're
that
just
I've seen the way that
of all the worries you're carrying, you know, hon, you don't need any worries, okay? Just connect with all the good stuff. Okay, I do feel like you need to calm down at times and ground a little bit more, and release the emotions that you hold on to. Okay, so that you can move forward, of course. Okay, and allow yourself just to be energized, you know, by all the good stuff that life has to offer, Nathaniel. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting Mother Mary's coming in again, and she just loves to connect with you. She's surrounding you and holding you, and that beautiful powder blue blanket is like on you right now, and she's helping you to be filled with unconditional love, and she wants to empower you to really to have all that self-love too that you so truly deserve, okay? And she's saying, Nathaniel, please don't worry about anything, okay? And she's showing me your heart. There's so much fear and worry there, honey, okay?
Yeah.
And she's putting her beautiful hand on your heart to soothe you and help to release the pain that you faced, okay? And just know that she's here whenever you need her as well, okay? And she's saying, whenever you need me, Nathaniel, you know, reach out and I will take your hand. And I will give you the guidance, the support, and the love that you are needing, okay?
Yeah.
And with that being she's asking that
I cleaned up some of the clutter items around the place to make it easier.
Good. You're changing your energy. Nice.
So that was... I couldn't sleep, but after about 3:30, I seemed to wake up a lot. I did some cleaning earlier and stuff, and tried to get to sleep, but I didn't. But I did sleep from about 11 to 3, though, so I'm not really sleeping a lot. But I don't, you know.
Well, you've got to allow the divine to come in and help you, Nathaniel. Okay, I feel like you will get a little more restful sleep, and I'm getting breathing exercises. I see like breath work.
Okay.
Do you do any kind of breathing?
Yes. I have a sleep app machine, so that helps. But I've been kind of dry lately, so my mouth gets kind of dry. I could put distilled water in it, but I've never done that, so it might help. But I do yoga. I do a lot of yoga. And,
that's beautiful.
You know,
okay.
I used to do more martial arts and stuff. So the yoga helps out, you know, with the martial arts because it's a lot of stretching.
And Nathaniel, I'm getting, you know, like, are you getting enough of citrus? Can you tolerate citrus? Because I'm getting citrus fruits maybe, citrus juices. And then whole grains. So I'm getting like citrus and then whole grains, but I'm getting don't have like the citrus, like and maybe like cereal or like whole grain toast or whatever. Don't have them at the same meal, okay?
Whole grains, because some foods don't get along with one another, I guess.
Right. I'm getting you should not have any kind of like citrus and whole grain in the same meal, okay?
Okay.
Okay. That's what they're showing me, like, in regard to foods right now. Okay, and I'm also getting, be very, very careful of additives, preservatives, and if you have, like, some kind of, like, fruit that's, you know, like, in a container, make sure that there's no syrup involved with it, okay?
Okay.
And I'm even getting, like, if you like bananas, like, don't put them on your cereal in the morning. And I know a lot of people that do.
Yeah, that's funny how those probably don't get along either, you know. I'm trying to think of something else, but there's foods that don't get along.
Yep. So that's what I have for you for today. And if you'll allow me, I'd like to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, Nathaniel.
Hey, super. Thanks for your magic, DC.
Oh, God bless you, Nathaniel. You have a lot of magic going on yourself, hon. Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel, here we go. Dear innate, I release all worry.
Dear innate, I release all worry.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be healthy.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be healthy.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive abundance.
year date, I allow myself to receive abundance.
Year innate, I release the past.
Year date, I release the past.
Year innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Year innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Year innate, I choose to be more.
Year innate, I accept to choose more.
Year innate, I open to loving myself.
Year innate, I'm always loving myself.
Year innate, I accept my life exactly as it is now.
Year innate, I accept my life exactly how it is now.
Year innate, I embrace change.
Year innate, I embrace change.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Wonderful.
Great. Okay. Do some music today.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And our next caller is from area code 702. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. What can we do for you today?
Oh, yes. I had an interview yesterday, and it went very, very well. And it's a multi-step process. So yesterday was more like a screening. And so just want to know if you all see me getting called to the next round and where you see this whole process going for me.
Okay. Let's see what DC is getting first.
Okay.
Good morning. Thank you for calling in today.
It's a pleasure.
I did get like a thumbs up from Spirit, okay? What you were position that you're talking about, is this something that you're really going to love to do?
I would say my true passion I've been seeking to get, which is teaching in higher education. That door has not opened because of my lack of experience. So this is kind of like my second desired plan.
Okay, as I'm getting that there's a little fear with you. You've got to face your fear and really do what it is that you would love to do, you know, and maybe start off slowly. But if you're able to, you know, like let go of the fear and, you know, risk a little bit, you're going to find like really, really big rewards, okay?
Okay.
So Spirit is saying, you know, do what you love and the money will follow. So in regard to the fear, I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and do a little bit of healing that you, you know, that you need, and that's going to bring you so, so much. There'll be rewards with that itself, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Brian, we're going to do some Dear Innate statements, so I just need for you to repeat after me. So you are talking to your innate body and telling it what you are ready to let go of. Okay, here
okay.
we go. Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the need to play it safe.
Dear innate, I release the feeling of playing it safe.
Dear innate, I let go of needing to know what's going to happen.
Dear innate, I fear the need to know what's going to happen next.
Dear innate, I am ready to move forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I'm ready to move forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I open up to opportunities.
Dear Innate, I open up to opportunities.
Dear Innate, I open up to living my dreams.
Dear Innate, I open up to living my dreams.
Dear Innate, I release all fear.
Dear Innate, I release all fears.
Dear Innate, I know that I can.
Dear Innate, I know that I can.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels good.
Okay, so they're saying that it's going to be some new opportunity coming into your life. So just pay attention and really look at the opportunity to see if it really is what you desire. And if it is, go for it. If it's not, let it go. You always get to make the choice because this is your life and nobody else is dictating what happens in your life. So it is completely up to you. But there are wonderful things that are waiting just to come to you. And now you are open to receiving them. So they're coming.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking the call.
Bye-bye. Bye. And our next caller is from area code 61449. I don't know why I gave you all those numbers, but that's what it starts with. Hi, who's this? You're on the air. Hello. Okay, I don't know where they are. I unmuted them. You might check and make sure that you've unmuted yourself in case you muted yourself on your phone, because if you're talking, we can't hear you. Okay, then I will mute you back and we will go to the person from the chat room. And this is Spirit Inform. And Spirit Inform says, can I request healing on loving myself and removing blocks to a committed love relationship? So DC, what are you getting on Spirit Inform?
Well, I'm getting that Spirit Inform has a lot going on, very confused, having trouble focusing their energy, and they need to take a little time to decide what is truly important to them, and they've got to let go of things that don't really matter as much, because I feel like, you know, they're a little bit overwhelmed, and the way the energy is presently, nothing is getting their full attention.
Okay. All righty. Anything else before we do some releasing?
Let me see. Try to connect a little bit more with their energy and see. Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know, like they're changing their way of thinking, so that's a great first start, okay? They've got to live in the now. And really not, you know, like just not to go forward and think about new things, but just you've got to, like, clear the energy right now, stay positive, and relax. Oh, my gosh, there's so much stress with this poor person, okay? And always come from a place of love. Never add judgment, because it really is not good for the situation. And you've got to realize that we are all connected. We're all part of something really magnificent. And whatever question that you're having or anyone else is having, remember it's all about love, no matter what's going on. And that is what I have.
Okay. Well, then we will do some Dear Innate statements, and you get to talk for spirit and form. So here we go.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I release the need to do it all.
Dear Innate, I release the need to do it all.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to just relax.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to just relax.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I choose to recognize that I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I choose to recognize that I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Innate, I am open to having a wonderful, loving relationship.
Dear Innate, I am open to having a wonderful, loving relationship.
Dear Innate, I release the need to know how it's going to happen.
Dear Innate, I release the need to know how it's going to happen.
Dear Innate, I allow love to flow in my life.
Dear Innate, I allow love to flow into my life.
Dear Innate, I release all stress.
Dear Innate, I release all stress.
Dear Innate, I release all fear.
Dear Innate, I release all fear.
Dear Innate, I release all worry and doubt.
Dear Innate, I release all worry and doubt.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I know that everything will work out fine.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I know that everything will work out fine.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear Innate, I release any need to micromanage my own life.
Dear Innate, I release any need to micromanage my own life.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
And just take a nice deep breath.
Beautiful.
Okay, spirit and form. Go ahead.
Yes, that's beautiful. Really, really beautiful. And Marilyn Monroe is coming in and she's saying, wanting to be someone else is such a waste of the beautiful person that you are.
Definitely. All right, that's all I'm getting for Spirit and Form. And Spirit and Form says, beautiful, thank you. So, yeah. All right, and I was going to go back to 6144, but 6144 has now disappeared, so I guess we are done for today.
My goodness. Well, that is really, really beautiful. I think it was an amazingly beautiful show. The energy was phenomenal. Really, really beautiful, Barbara.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, and it's just I think maybe 2 degrees over freezing here. Oh, goodness.
So you're going to have a fun day.
Yeah, I feel warm, though, from just doing the show and the energy. It feels so beautiful. So that's
good.
Awesome. It is. Have a great day, everyone, and remember that whatever question that you have, love is always the answer.
Yes, always. All right, everyone, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you again on Sunday evening.
Yes. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.